It's Luminaria, the light-centered, art-focused springtime celebration that's thrilled San Antonians at Hemisphere for the last several years. But not anymore.
We like to move with how the city is moving. And that area with the Tobin Center coming up and the Southwest School is already there just seemed like a really good palette to stage Luminaria this year.
Luminaria Board President Liz Tullis on moving the celebration to River North. That's not the only move.
Early November seemed like a time when hotels could use a boost for the business.
Ali Husseini is a strategic planner.
It also made a lot of sense in terms of the international arts calendar. One of the founding principles of Luminaria was to bring worldwide attention to the great art scene that's going on in San Antonio.
High attendance, the objective, and March's arts calendar was filled, but there was one clear opening.
We found that in the global arts calendar, the biggest opening was November 7th and 8th.
Each year after Luminaria, the board would look back and find unanswered questions about the event. Something was needed.
I was really one of the key people that was pushing to have a strategic plan.
In doing the strategic plan, we actually found a lot of people were pretty burned out, especially in the arts community, about doing this event, and especially just doing it for one day.
Now, there's been some grousing from some artists. What do you say about that?
I think people are grousing partly because the communication has not been very good. We're going to see a lot more attention coming to San Antonio artists, and that's going to include getting picked up in national and international galleries, getting national and international press, and getting the kind of attention that they want.
We've more at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.